Okay. I'm calling this meeting of the Department of Legislative Affairs to order Tuesday, March 14th at 8:36 a.m. Agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Veronica Charles.
Present.
Assistant Director Sharp.
Present.
Policy Director Haslett. Yeah.
Present.
I'm sorry. Policy Analyst Overholser. Projects Director Lennart.
Here.
Projects Coordinator Schultz.
Here.
Intern Allen.
Here.
Intern Aragno.
Present.
Intern Sharp. Intern White.
Here.
Intern Wall. Quorum is present.
Perfect. Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Seeing none, we will move to agenda item 4, approval of the minutes. Are there any minutes to approve at this time, Chris?
We have minutes from last meeting, which was on, is it on the agenda?
It did not make it on this agenda.
Okay, so we'll just throw it, I'll make sure to reach out for the next one, and then we'll get them approved.
Great, thank you. Moving to agenda item 5, report of the director. So as far as new projects are concerned, let's talk about where we are with the Wolfpack Smart Talk coming up this evening.
Sure. So unfortunately, we have one speaker as of right now. He sits on the board of the Nevada Charter School Association. I reached out to basically everybody that was on that's on the Washoe County Board of Trustees, and unfortunately, they have a meeting at 7 o'clock tomorrow, so they will all be there. I reached out to Senator Hannah Jackson. She'll be at the debate, so I'm going to still, like, reach out. I can get, like, another person that's a pro-school choice, but I feel like that, like, wouldn't be, like, a well-rounded
Quentin still has somebody coming, does he not?
I believe so.
So I think we have 2 speakers.
Okay, I know we wanted 3, but
okay,
I guess
well, that's fine.
We
can run with the 2 speakers.
Okay.
Did you end up contacting professors?
Professors. I emailed my political science professor. He said that it couldn't count as extra credit.
Okay. In the future, again, we can't just email
the whole department.
We have to email the entire department because we have to get that up there. So,
okay.
As far as the next Wolfpack Smart Talk, that's going to be your responsibility then, is to
email
all the professors.
And,
yes.
Like, maybe, like, another department, like, to where, like, so, like, for this one, like, we probably could reach out to, like, the
education.
College of Education,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Assistant Director Sharp?
We can reach out to anybody. This is not just for, like, one type of student.
Right.
Everyone.
Okay.
What I often did, that's good, I go to all my classes, I ask my teachers if I can speak in front of the class about the talk.
Right, that's
if
what I do in my policy
like
class.
2-minute speech about it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they'll even offer extra credit, so that's a good way to get students here. If you guys can all do
okay.
any classes today, we'll get students there.
I have a communications class today, so I can...
Perfect.
Catch the talk there. Yeah. And I think that's all I have.
Okay.
So as far as
that is concerned, we definitely want to make sure that we are personally going to ensure that some people are going to be there. The attendance at the last Wolfpack Smart Talk was not great, and we don't want to have to do that again. It's really disrespectful to the speakers that we have coming out here.
Can we get a verbal confirmation of people here who will be there? Like, I will be there.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I will not be present.
I have class on Tuesdays during the Smart Talks now, so, like, we'll be able to make it to...
So, like, 4 people here? Like, 4?
Yeah. I'll be there.
Okay, cool. I mean, like, to be honest, like, can we just get anybody from, like, the College of Education who, like, likes to talk, like, it's like a student...
I wouldn't worry about another speaker at this point in time.
Okay.
It looks unprofessional on our behalf.
And I think 2 is sufficient.
Yeah, 2 will be just fine.
Okay.
So we're going to run with the 2. The whole point is just to make sure that we have audiences there. You know, ideally, we want students that are interested in this stuff. That's
right.
Why we're doing it. We're not doing it just to have these people come to campus and
right.
waste their time. So let's work on that throughout the day. Political chalkboards, are we taking those back up this week, Max?
Not this week. They were supposed to be last week, but it was a kind of a shit show with schedules and... So, yeah, I mean, it just schedule-wise, it's not this week, it was last week.
Okay.
And then it'll resume after spring break. If there are any conflicts in the schedule, because last week we had a few, those need to be sent to me before the night before. Or you need to figure out your replacement yourself. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, so reminder, you're on public comment. What happened last week that we didn't have it?
There was just it was midterms, I understand, but it was just like a few who were like, oh, I've got
schedule conflicts?
Either work tomorrow or something, yeah. And it would just be nice if, like I said, even a day before the night before would help.
Okay.
But yeah, after spring break, those will be back.
Okay. And then have you been working with policy coordinator Overholser on that? As far as getting a policy for next week?
Yeah.
Do we know what it's going to be?
We don't know what policy. Last week we were talking about just kind of leaving it vague, as in like what events, asking more of how legislative affairs could help, like what students wanted to see more on campus of in terms of student engagement.
Okay.
If you're okay with that, we could go more policy if you want.
Sure. I'd like to see, depending on how Wednesday goes, I'd like to see AB 202 up there, since that is our Silver State grant, so okay. I'd like to see student responses to that. But I do, as far as the outreach initiatives, I like that.
Yeah, we've been just kind of going, because we did the Berkeley one 3 weeks ago, asking how students could appropriately like voice their opinion on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, so then, yeah, we'll bring it more back into policy next time.
Okay. And then Wednesday, the only people that I have that will not be in attendance are... Spencer, are you still an iffy, or will you be able to attend?
I can't. My boss came back and told me it's shadow camp, but I'd like to write something out.
Okay, sure. If you can go ahead and write that and then submit it to me today, preferably by like 7 o'clock, then I can have it to Assemblywoman Joyner by tomorrow morning. Okay. So then the only people that I don't have attending from this group would be Intern Sharp and Max, correct?
Depending what time will we be leaving again? Like 2:15?
Like 2:20, yes.
2:20, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make that. Because I have class during that time, but that's towards the end of it, so.
Okay. Assistant Director Sharp.
I have work till 3:30 and I have class at 4.
Okay, so, and Intern White?
We don't have a lab. I can't get from 1 to 4.
Okay. So in the future, guys, when I ask you these questions, I need to know all of this in advance.
I texted him a message.
Assistant Director Sharp?
I texted him a message. If you'd like me to write something up, I can write something up and give it to you.
So as far as those that will be in attendance, we have Policy Director Hazlett. I don't think that Quinton was able to come.
I think he's got more than it.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we have Nick, Jacob. And then I believe that Katie said that she could go, but she is not here.
I'll text her this week.
Okay. Intern Ciccone.
Is this supposed to be me and Ari Ankh now?
No, there's two of you guys.
Oh, okay. I was really confused.
Yeah, so we haven't added you to the roll call yet because we haven't introduced you at this meeting. So at the end of this meeting, we're going to go ahead and talk about your status here with us. Policy Director Hazlett?
Do you want to reiterate to the people that are going, like, what exactly you want from each
of them? Yes, we will. So as far as this bill is concerned, again, it is the Silver State Opportunity Grant Program. It was ASUN's initiative in our past session, so the 83rd session passed a resolution saying that they would like to expand the program to university students throughout the Nevada system of higher education. Anybody that would meet the requirements to get this grant would be a $1,000 semesterly grant for Nevada bona fide residents, so you would have to pass all of the things to have Nevada residency. And then... currently, it's actually only for community college students. If you have an EFC on your FAFSA, so an estimated family contribution of less than $8,500, these community college students do receive that grant. Currently, the budget for this grant within the state of Nevada is about $90 million. Of course, if we are expanding it to university students, we are asking for a fiscal note to impact the state to make sure that we're able to expand it to all of the students we need. Projects Coordinator Schultz.
If many of you didn't catch it, there was a recent article saying how the community college students are not meeting academic requirements to actually receive and keep the Silver State Opportunity Credit Program. That being said, it would be better for us to have a state-run program for all universities and all students in NG. That way we can actually get this money out there, and it can't be seen as waste.
Intern Alan?
I was a little confused because I was reading about AB 198 or 192, and that was also regarding Silver State Opportunity Grant. I just couldn't really discern the difference between the two bills.
Sure. So AB 192 is being passed by Assemblywoman Diaz, I do believe, and her bill is saying that in an effort to help community college students maintain that grant, we should be able to drop the credit requirement that students have to take in order to receive that grant. We are not currently supporting that grant. It will be proposed to the student body, but as of right now, we don't have a student opinion on it. So that we will not be speaking about that grant. We are speaking about the Silver State Opportunity Grant as it stands currently with 15 credits, getting the extra $1,000 a semester for university students. So all we're trying to do is expand the students that receive that grant. Does that make more sense?
And so to someone that's kind of unfamiliar with the process, when do we, like, how far along does the bill have to get for it to go, like, earn a fiscal note, like a fiscal review?
Sure. So if it's going to pass through the introduction period, so when they introduce this bill, and that's what's happening on Wednesday, so we're all going to be there. We're there for public comments. I'll be testifying with Assemblywoman Joyner about the bill and about ASUN's presence behind it. And then public comment. After public comment, they will say when it's going to go to review. And then as far as the fiscal note of it, you know, it does have a pretty large fiscal note conservatively right now. We're looking at about $481 million. So our plan currently is to propose the bill, see what fiscal note the deputy counsel applies to this, and then after that, we're going to propose an interim study, perhaps. So, again, all of that comes out on Wednesday.
Okay. Gotcha. That'd be really cool.
So then the way that the process is going to work on Wednesday is around 2:20. We're going to meet here at ASUN, and we're all going to go load up in one of our shuttles.
Wear a suit.
Yes. Everybody has to be dressed professionally. So then we're going to go ahead and load up into the shuttle. And then Quentin and Curtis have actually been working on different, like, pointers for you guys to say while you guys are there. And then I'm going to shoot out after this meeting kind of like a lobbying 101, like what happens when you get there. Perfect. Bring your business cards if you have them. Make sure that if you guys wrote anything that you guys hand in the copy to the legislative secretary, that kind of thing. These testimonies don't have to be incredibly long. You think about like 30 seconds to a minute, longer if you would like. We're looking for personal anecdotes, so if you're graduating college in debt, that's something to talk about. If you're saying, oh, you know, I'm graduating college with $12,000 in student debt, it's going to be difficult to pay it off when I graduate with my bachelor's degree, yada, 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 yada. They want to hear those things. It's that personal touch that Assemblywoman Joyner would like to see behind this. And then, of course, Curtis and Quentin are working on, like, those different factual talking points to give you guys, if you guys wanted to incorporate into your... testimony, but for the most part, think about how this grant would affect you and how this grant would affect students at this university. Policy Director Hazlett.
Just to touch on that, let's make sure like everyone who is going contacts like each other so we don't have the same talking points.
That's kind of what I was wondering too.
Yeah, so that maybe like we can make like a separate group message if we want to. Like, I don't know, like, what...
Or I can make, like, a little drive folder.
Google Docs
so
or something.
We could all post our...
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then read each other's.
I like that.
The drive.
Just put it in the drive.
Okay, so then, are there any other questions regarding how that's going to look tomorrow?
You said we'll be back 5:36-ish?
Yes. Okay, as far as office hours are concerned, I think everybody's office hours are up on the board. Two people did miss their office hours last week, and just so you guys know, it's actually getting run into the Senate, that if you guys miss office hours for this department, you will be censured. So that involves writing a public apology and publishing it with a sagebrush. And if you get a certain amount of points, then your guys' position can't can be challenged. So we want to make sure that we're making those office hours. We have to be transparent with our student body, and we want to make sure that we're available to them as much as possible. Policy analyst Schultz?
For me, I'm usually here around 8 a.m., but on times when I have SEAB meetings or there's an event, I kind of switch those around.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
As long as it's documented, yeah.
Okay.
And then, which legislators have we decided that we're working with for late night with the legislature? Do the interns know? Have we made a plan on that?
We have Joyner locked up, and then I Julie Reddy won't get back to me. I've tried twice, so.
Okay, have you tried calling Senator Reddy's office?
Yeah, yeah, and.
Yeah, she's kind of elusive as of recently. Okay.
Yeah, so at first it was like, Reddy told me, you know, I'll let you know, and then so I followed up in an email and I never heard back.
Okay, what is the date that we have planned for this?
April 13th is a Thursday. And then, sadly, the only room that was available was in Pennington. So
okay,
it's a quality-sized room, but it's kind of like pushed in the corner. So I don't.
Where's the park?
I wasn't too thrilled about that. But.
Have we given anything to Inkblot yet? Have we submitted a work order for Inkblot?
No, we've just done SEAB.
Okay, that's fine. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and get together. Let's schedule a meeting for. Policy coordinator Schultz and myself, and we're going to walk you guys through that process, and then you guys are going to get Inkblot involved as soon as possible. So if you guys have time after this meeting, I can go ahead and stick around and work on you guys with that for a minute.
Cool.
It shouldn't take very long. Assistant Director Sharp?
I was going to get out with them right after this.
Okay. That's great. If Spencer can join in on that, then I'd like Spencer to be there as well. And then, of course, the last day of our session. As you guys know, elections are this week, which means that we are appointing an entirely new executive board with whoever the president and the vice president will be. And then the Senate body will change. So it looks like our last day of session is going to be around April 13th. So it's something to think about as the session wraps up, is whether or not you guys want to stay in the department, where you guys want to see yourself. Please reach out to me if you guys have ideas, if you guys have questions about where you want to be, and then make sure that we're getting enough students involved in the voting process as possible. So today is the elections barbecue, and then the next 2 days we're just trying to get as many students there as possible. Policy Director Hazlett?
Do you want to give kind of like a rundown of what Legislative Affairs looks like on like an off year?
Sure. So Legislative Affairs on an off year is not going to be quite as busy as this year. Ideally, we'd still host all of these Wolfpack Smart Talks because they are getting written into the SAS, which is the Statutes of the Associated Students.
Oh, really?
Yes. So when that gets written in, that means that it's a duty of this department. So that means that from here on out, any director that takes this place will actually continue with Wolfpack Smart Talks. In addition to that, the policy chalkboard will be written into the SAS. So that means that we want to make sure that we're engaging students with the chalkboard. And the point system, so we just want to make sure that students are still upholding their office hours. But as far as any other obligations, the entire role of the Director of Legislative Affairs is to keep the President and the other executive members apprised of different legislation going on. So even if it's an off session, there's still interim sessions, there's still things like that, legislation will be being passed here and at the national level that will affect education. So we'll still be hosting events to get students aware of different pieces of legislation, policies moving forward. It will also be a lot of gearing up for the next on year in the legislature as far as which legislation we would like to have passed. Because the legislation currently going through the session was a piece of legislation passed in an off session because they had enough time to gear up for it in the assembly. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Assistant Director Sharp, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I was going to say we could also do events like voter registration drives. I mean, still, people between the ages of 18 and 24 only register by 38%. So, I mean, there's still plenty of people to register. There's still plenty of engagement opportunities. Just let us go into the legislature.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, hopefully, we do have a 2-year contract with TurboVote, but TurboVote is crappy. So we are probably going to be moving towards a different voter database. So the next director will be looking at different options, looking at different prices, figuring out which one best serves our needs as far as getting a new piece of data up there. And then, of course, in case you guys I didn't know. I went through and paid for the new legislative update on our website. So now when you guys hit legislative affairs, we have a very updated legislative tracker. It's under works right now, so it's not open for everybody to see. You can see it on the backside of the website. But that'll be really cool, too. Okay, moving into agenda item 6, report of the Assistant Director of Legislative Affairs.
So we have, obviously we've been having some problems with the Smart Talks, just getting everything in order on time. So we have two coming up. We have Big Pharma, we have Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is March 28th at 7 p.m. and Big Pharma is April 4th at 7 p.m. I'll be working on both of those. People that said they'd be interested in working on Planned Parenthood with me are Quentin, Veronica, and Katie. Do you still want to work on that?
Yeah, I have two speakers lined up, but they said that they'd get back to me by the end of this week to let me know whether or not they'll be able to speak at that.
Okay. So I'll be out of commission all week, so I'll just be kind of working on stuff like this. I should be able to reach out to enough speakers to get them confirmed, but we need to talk after just about who you've already got. And then I know Quentin and Katie aren't here, so I'll text them. For Big Pharma, I have Nick and Jacob and then Andrea. Andrea's not here. You guys still want to work on this?
Yep.
Okay, are you guys going to be here over spring break?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll just work on over spring break, are you?
Okay. I'll be back here.
Okay. And then our smart talk after that is going to be the Trump presidency. That's Tuesday, April 18th. We have Curtis, Jacob, and Nick that said they wanted to work on that. Are you guys all still?
I guess.
Okay. If we can start thinking about that right now, just to have that prepared as soon as possible. Just the quicker we do these things, the better they're going to turn out. Matt looks to be it for the... Well, no, our final smart talk can be Campus Carry on Tuesday, April 25th. And that's Quentin and Max. And then I'll work with you guys on that as well.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any comments about the smart talks?
Project coordinator Max.
I'm just wondering if there's... thank you, Director Charles. I'm just wondering if there's any ideas that we can get about the planning of these. Because I was thinking about how, you know, we had this schedule long before we had speakers set for them. So it shouldn't be hard to make sure that everything is covered. And, I mean, I was involved in planning one and obviously, like, screwed that up because I pushed it off for so long. So I'm just trying to think if we can write out a system in order to better handle these smart talks. You know, like plan everything in the first 4 weeks.
Unfortunately, we have everything written currently. We have a very strict 3-week deadline. We have the entire order of which that we plan these things out. Mm-hmm. Kyle was, he did a really good job of making sure that we had all of these dates way ahead of time submitted to
EPOT.
The thing that's hurting us is that everybody's procrastinating. Everybody knows that they have their Wolf Clock Smart Talks. There's no reason that I should be able to reach out to my speakers 2 weeks in advance, which is exactly what we try to do, and everybody else is calling speakers the day of. That's not professional. Again, it hurts this department. This department's incredibly important to the public eye because we're dealing with more than just students. We're dealing with people off campus. We're dealing with elected officials off campus. So we have to do a better job within ourselves of making sure we're not procrastinating on those events and making sure that we're getting speakers and getting students there.
Yeah, no, I realize it's an issue internally. I'm just, you know, I was hoping there'd be a difference, especially with today's Smart Talk, but obviously in terms of attendance and stuff, we're just as screwed. It just sucks to see, especially the last one, how, I mean, Inkblot didn't even get us our handbills.
Right, and I did have a meeting with Inkblot. It went well. We discussed that issue. We discussed different ways that we can publicize these events even further. So I'm hoping that Inkblot will not be an issue moving forward. But again, even though we have those policies written in, you know, there's nothing that we can do as of right now because we don't have a point system. You know, I don't want to fire you guys because we didn't get enough students at these events. I do want everybody, though, thinking about that this is a job that the vast majority of us are getting paid to do this. So it's not one of those things that you can say, oh, hey, I actually have to go to work. Well, that's fine, but you have to go to work right here because you guys get paid by the students for the students to be here. Policy coordinator Schultz?
Something I think that can be done to kind of address this is, as you said, we've had Kyle work hard on it and had all the dates progressed immediately. A good thing that we can do is get a printout of what time these are all on, what dates, et cetera. We have all that. Then give it to legislatures right when we have that, right when we have everything set out so we can get people going, okay, here, political science department, are you a professional? Are you an expert on this? Please come talk. Mm-hmm. If we get any kind of reaction, just hit people hard. I mean, the only way you're going to get people to anywhere interested is to call them like 5 times and just continue on that.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think our issue is in like the 3-week system that we've got. I think it's just in people not really, like, the biggest thing that I had trouble with was really just finding people who could talk about the death penalty. You know, it's easy to think like, oh yeah, these people, you know, a lot of professors I think would be good because they understand the actual, like, implications of it. But in terms of people in the public who actually deal with the death penalty, I mean, it's a much more, so I think we just, it's a much more rare occurrence, so I think we need a better system of identifying speakers, I'm just rambling at this point, and we can talk about this later, but identifying speakers and reaching out to them, is the biggest issue.
Assistant Director Sharp?
I think the biggest problem there is just the time that we're doing that process in, is you don't start that process at least 5 weeks in advance, it's going to be hard finding speakers because one, as you approach closer to that date, they're going to have obligations.
Yeah.
And then two, as you approach closer to that date, your pool gets less and less and you're running out of options. So if you start 5 weeks in advance and you say, all right, what are every possible speaker we can have to this? And you email every single one of them. Email 12 people and say 5 of them say they can speak. Well, if that's too much, tell somebody, sorry, we've already filled this talk. Or I've never had that happen. Usually it's like I email 12 people and I'll get 3 speakers set up, 4 speakers set up. But like the more people you email, the more speakers you'll have and the better pool of speakers you'll be able to choose from. Mm-hmm. And it's really just about sitting down and brainstorming about every possible aspect of the issue and just reaching into every industry, every part of that issue and pulling speakers from that. So, I mean, it really just takes time.
Yeah.
And as for the handballs, we get 200 and they seem to go really fast, but then I see them just like sitting around ASUN or just sitting around campus. There's no reason to just take them and just go post them around ASUN. ASUM will already know about them. We're going to be notifying the senators about it. We can put like 2 or 3 up, but the fact is ASUM is the only population that would actually already know about it. The rest of the students are the ones that need the handles. So take those to your classes and do what I do, which is get up in front of your class, give a speech about it, and say, if you guys want to come, we'd love to have you, and try to get teachers on board to give extra credit. Because those are the best ways to get students there. That's all I have to say.
Just one thing. So, like, in terms of student turnout, I was talking to Hannah Jackson, like, and she brought up, like, a good point that students don't like to leave campus and then come back, right? So, like, I know it's like way too late, like, obviously, like for this one and maybe like even for the Planned Parenthood one, but I mean, is there any way like we can do like 4:30, like 5 o'clock?
We have to think about our speakers,
right?
So most of our speakers that we're asking to come are practitioners. They work within our public sector. Most people work a 9-to-5 job. They're not available until 5 o'clock. These
right.
people can't, you know, go immediately from work most of the time straight here. We need to give them time, go home, get their things together, and then come here. So unfortunately, that does have to be a time. I don't really think that it's a problem having students come back to campus. I think that if students are aware of this and we're pushing it out through the proper outlets, like Kyle said, you know, I go to all my classes, I speak in front of the students, I let everybody know, like, this is what's going on. So I think that we just have to go with our own networking skills to get students there. Assistant Director Sharp?
as far as that, I just think, yeah, what you just said is good. I think that student schedules vary a lot as well.
Right.
So a lot of them have class at the time. I know that's a big class time. And it's just really hard to pick a time where more students can come than not. It's just, where do you draw the line? I really don't think we'd see any more students come at 4:30 than 7. And then, yeah, working with the speakers, too, it's what I found to be the best time. I mean, in the future of planning this, if we want to discuss other times and other days, we can totally do that. But I just think, as for now, we should just keep them as what they are.
Okay.
Intern Ariana?
Speaking on about students coming back to campus, I think a big thing that we should do is really go towards the dorms because, I mean, they just walk over. And plus, if you get them, like, in their minds as freshmen, like, okay, like, I know what these smart talks are, like, they'll recognize it, you know, like,
right.
Throughout their years. So
I like that.
Just,
I like that. You're right. We can do a better job of moving it towards
can
the
we
dorms.
Post those things at the dorm?
Absolutely. Everything's ASU approved.
They're already posted in the dorms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I have a friend who's an RA. I was in there on Sunday, and I saw, like, a bunch of our posters up there.
Okay.
So I think what would be useful is if we could talk to our RAs and somehow get the freshmen in a room and speak to them about it.
Yes. Intern White?
I live in the dorms, and we have, like, a meeting every couple weeks. But if we could, like, maybe talk to the RAs and tell them, hey, let's have a meeting every time that we're going to have a smart talk, whether it be, like, weekly or whatever, then that would help, too, because we get the whole floor together, and then they just make announcements on stuff.
Perfect. So maybe we could have that as something that you do next week, if you bring up the smart talks. Moving into agenda item 7, reports of department officers. Policy Director Hazlett.
Pretty much like all I had to say has already been said. We're going to the legislature tomorrow for AB 202. Quentin should have those talking points on the drive for you guys. I think a few of them are already there.
Okay, what have you done as far as to help facilitate Quentin?
We spoke 2 days ago, and he can't make that, like, he can't drive down to the legislature, but the talking points will be there. We're not really, like, all in support of this. You know, like, on behalf of, like, the students, like, this is our, like, job. So let's just, like, try, as Veronica said, like, to make, like, the personal antidotes as genuine and, as you, and then smart talk.
So the way that I want those talking points to go is I want Quentin to work on them, and I want him to send them to you.
Okay.
So I want them to go over your purview before they hit that drive.
Okay, sure.
So then I want you to go ahead, make sure that they're all appropriate to be spoken at the legislature. I want to make sure that your hand is just as equally in it as Curtis, or as Quentin's is. Does that make sense?
Okay, and how many do we need? We need 5.
We also have a few senators coming, so...
How many students?
7.
Okay. Does anyone else, like, feel like that's too many?
The more
the more the better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even if they're all like 30 seconds,
that
doesn't look dumb. Okay.
It's a constituency. The more people that show up, the better.
Okay. All right. I will have those ready then.
Great. Thank you. Moving into agenda item 7.2, Quentin Overhaul. So he doesn't really, the only thing that I have from him is the talking points, and then also the drive's been updated. So the drive has been updated. If you guys look at it, it'll go ahead and say, like, bills that we're following, and then each bill will have the actual text of the bill, and then we've sent that over to the Committee on Public Affairs, so they're writing resolutions as far as the student body's opinion on it, and then that way we can lobby further about those bills at the state legislature. And then Projects Director Leonard?
Nothing to report after what we talked about.
Okay, Projects Coordinator Schultz?
I attended an SEAB meeting, which was fun. Got all those silly little smart talks passed through. Me and Jake were there going through office hours, just kind of trying to figure out the spot in the department. If you guys have anything, like, honestly, just text me or email me directly if you have anything you want me to do. And that's pretty much it.
Great. And then moving into agenda item 8, report of the interns. Intern Allen.
Yeah.
SCAB meeting, and then I forgot to bring it up when we were talking about smart talks, and I forgot to bring it up because I don't think it'll actually be an issue, but they were saying with the Trump smart talk to kind of monitor that just in case if like say college Dems or college Republicans start getting super invested in it, just let them know if we need added security or anything like that. I don't know. They were really worried about it. The whole stance. They were stressing out when we brought up that was the topic was Donald Trump's presidency. But then other than that, going down there with you guys.
It's your handout.
No, I'm just sitting here laughing.
And then definitely like that info about Inkblot because
perfect.
I've like been the one reaching out to Ember Joyner now, so I don't want to like have her show up to an awful dumb event.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then intern Ariana.
No report.
Intern Sharp is not here. Intern Worrell is not here. Intern White.
Well, elections are this week, so vote if you can. I'll have buttons if you guys would like to wear them or put them on your backpack. And then you need to make a meeting with her this week if you want to stay after maybe and talk about Inkblot about the latest minor.
For sure.
We can do it today or if you have time any other day this week.
I do have time. I'm working on this case study right now.
Okay.
I have time.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Great. And then moving into agenda item 9, remarks. Anybody have any remarks? I do.
I just have one.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I think Quentin and I will be meeting around maybe 1:30 or 2. That's not like for sure. Today, sometime. So if anyone like wants to like meet like with us and like go over like the talking points, like we can. But if not, like I like everyone's email if you want to like do that like
and
make
yeah
like,
I got I don't I get out of class at 12:30 and then I'm free till 2:30.
Okay, can
so
you make
can
a drive for all the speakers including myself and Veronica?
Yeah, I'll share it with you
just so we're all on the same page for that. Okay.
I don't really think that we need to make an extra drive. I think that you could just throw in a folder, just testimony.
No
more
just,
drives.
Yeah, like,
no
more drives. Like, just like a document like where we can all
we're on the same
contribute.
Perfect. And then I did want to take the chance to introduce Nick. So, Nick, how do you pronounce your last name?
Sikoni,
I got it right. Cool. So, Nick is actually going to be interning with us. He's super-duper involved in, like, legislative initiatives on campus. Political science major, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, he would really like to get more involved in the department as we're wrapping up and moving into next session. Do you have anything you want to say?
I served with under Chief Justice Bruchetta for a little while, and I decided that department just wasn't for me, so I decided to come over here.
Cool. So we are going to have Nick just be involved with us in any way that we can, especially like moving forward with Wolfpack Smart Talks. I'm going to go ahead and add him to the drive, and then we're going to just hit the ground running on that. So moving into agenda item 10, staff reports. Members of our staff are not here. Moving into agenda item 11, public comment. Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting of legislative affairs at 9:14 a.m.